I'm Kelly Wilkinson with an update on a pressing call for more oversight of California's 350,000 nurses. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. A recent investigation by the Los Angeles Times and the nonprofit news organization ProPublica outlined in disturbing detail how the state's nursing board can take years to investigate and discipline nurses who face allegations of drug abuse and violence toward patients.
This board regulates a profession in which most consumers have a great deal of trust. And if consumers don't think they can trust nurses or the board that regulates nurses, then we're all in a lot of trouble.
Attorney Julie D'Angelo Felmuth is administrative director of the Center for Public Interest Law at the University of San Diego School of Law. She's worked extensively in the regulation of healthcare professions. D'Angelo Felmuth says the nursing board needs a top-to-bottom audit of its enforcement program.
The length of time that it takes the Board of Registered Nursing to take disciplinary action, to detect wrongdoing, and then to investigate the matter, and then actually take disciplinary action seems to be one of the biggest problems. So that has to be attacked.
Fallout from the story has been swift. The board's executive director resigned, and Governor Schwarzenegger replaced a majority of board members. A growing chorus of public and private groups want the state to streamline the process of investigating complaints. At a recent hearing in Sacramento, Stacy Berumen, Enforcement Division Chief with the California Board of Registered Nursing, walked through the convoluted process of investigating a claim.
A complaint must first be processed and reviewed by staff, then investigated, forwarded to the Attorney General's office, returned to the BRN for approval, returned to the Attorney General's office for service on licensee, referred by the Attorney General to the Office of Administrative Hearings, and then forwarded back to the BRN for final disposition by the BRN board members.
The average time to complete that process is more than 3 years. Berumen called that unacceptably long. Another reason for the delay is lack of staff. Daryl Walker is acting chief of the Department of Consumer Affairs Investigation Division. That agency oversees the state's nursing board. He said in the last decade, the department has lost about 20% of its investigative staff, while the number of licensees in the system has increased.
So when you have a reduction of staff and you have an increase in workload, there's going to be a problem.
Funding for investigations comes from annual licensing fees nurses pay to the state. Those fees that stand at $40 a year haven't increased in 18 years. Again, Julie D'Angelo Felmuth.
This is an expense to the system, and the board clearly needs more resources so that these cases can go faster, especially in egregious areas like substance abusing nurses.
Kathy Sackman is president of the United Nurses Associations of California, Union of Healthcare Professionals. She says she needs more information before taking a position on increased fees.
There needs to be, I think, some additional resources. This new board is going to call for resources. They're going to ask for an increase in licensing fees. That's going to be hard for us to take a position against or for. You know, I have to see how much they're looking for and what they're doing.
The Board of Registered Nursing holds its next meeting later this month, when it's expected to consider many of these recommendations. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Kelly Wilkinson. Thanks for listening.